Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Ryan. What did you think of our class about recycling?
It was very informative. We do recycling at home, but we don't do all the things Mr. Singh mentioned, such as rinsing bottles and containers out before you put them in the recycling, or keeping bins for recycling in other parts of the house. Do you, Macy?
We only have one recycling bin in the house, in the kitchen. We've got small rubbish bins in other rooms, such as the living room and our bedrooms. I put lots of things in the rubbish bin in my bedroom that could be recycled, though.
Our house is similar. We've got one recycling bin in the kitchen that we mainly use, although my dad's got a bin in his office that he puts his papers into. Funny, though, he rarely empties it.
The rubbish bin in my bedroom is full of mostly recyclable things. So I felt a bit bad about that. I took all of it to the kitchen straight away.
That's good of you.
I've decided that from now on, I'm only going to put recyclable materials in the bin in my bedroom. Just old homework papers I don't need or cardboard packaging. No more banana skins.
We're not allowed to eat in our bedrooms. Mum hates the mess we leave.
I guess I've just been too lazy to take things into the kitchen. That's going to change now.
I didn't realise how rinsing things helped. I didn't know they have to rinse things out at the recycling plant before they can recycle it. We'll save them time if we do it, which makes their job easier.
Yes, that's a good idea. The only problem is we have to use our water to do it. Some things take a lot of rinsing, but really it does make the recycling bin cleaner.
I know what you mean. We empty ours when it gets full, but sometimes it takes a while for that to happen. It's large, and we don't empty it as often as the rubbish bin. So it's better hygiene if those jars and plastic containers are well rinsed.
Exactly. Well, these are good changes to make round the house.
I agree. They're useful and easy to do, too. See you later, Macy.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hey, Ryan. What did you think of our class about recycling?
It was very informative. We do recycling at home, but we don't do all the things Mr. Singh mentioned, such as rinsing bottles and containers out before you put them in the recycling, or keeping bins for recycling in other parts of the house. Do you, Macy?
We only have one recycling bin in the house, in the kitchen. We've got small rubbish bins in other rooms, such as the living room and our bedrooms. I put lots of things in the rubbish bin in my bedroom that could be recycled, though.
Our house is similar. We've got one recycling bin in the kitchen that we mainly use, although my dad's got a bin in his office that he puts his papers into. Funny, though, he rarely empties it.
The rubbish bin in my bedroom is full of mostly recyclable things. So I felt a bit bad about that. I took all of it to the kitchen straight away.
That's good of you.
I've decided that from now on, I'm only going to put recyclable materials in the bin in my bedroom. Just old homework papers I don't need or cardboard packaging. No more banana skins.
We're not allowed to eat in our bedrooms. Mum hates the mess we leave.
I guess I've just been too lazy to take things into the kitchen. That's going to change now.
I didn't realise how rinsing things helped. I didn't know they have to rinse things out at the recycling plant before they can recycle it. We'll save them time if we do it, which makes their job easier.
Yes, that's a good idea. The only problem is we have to use our water to do it. Some things take a lot of rinsing, but really it does make the recycling bin cleaner.
I know what you mean. We empty ours when it gets full, but sometimes it takes a while for that to happen. It's large and we don't empty it as often as the rubbish bin. So it's better hygiene if those jars and plastic containers are well rinsed.
Exactly. Well, these are good changes to make round the house.
I agree. They're useful and easy to do, too. See you later, Macy.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.